views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Everybody, to another wonderful day.
Yeah, we have another hour yet.
I know. I can't wait.
You kidding me?
Forget you're with us. You're with us, baby.
I'm having such a good time.
Would you pass me one of those donuts?
I'm bringing donuts, popcorn.
He's giving me donuts.
It's
I'm
like
on
we're
a
going
diet.
To the movies.
Mm.
This is amazing. You know, you go to the movie theaters
very
now,
good.
And they got these lounge chairs now in the movie theaters where literally the seat goes out.
Yeah.
And you recline, you put your head back.
Nice.
I mean, it's full cushion as if you're in first class on a plane. It's unbelievable.
Wow. What movies do you go to?
No, the one who has that is in East Brunswick.
Oh, wow.
And East Brunswick Mall, New Jersey. And I know more and more theaters are starting to put these kind of chairs in. Now, there are, you know, other theaters that have, you know, where they serve you while you're watching the movie. They serve you, like, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, and
what?
And all kinds of drinks and everything.
Are you
while you're yeah. Yeah, and the seats are definitely becoming much more comfortable. You know, so
I haven't been to the movies in quite a while, I think.
Oh, I go. I love going to the big silver screen. And
I love
the popcorn
too, and I never get, you know,
I love
you
it.
Could never replicate popcorn from a movie theater. I don't know why. I think it's the best.
Yeah, as soon as you walk in, you smell the popcorn, you've got to have it.
You have to have it with tons of butter.
Not me. I'm butterless.
She's butterless.
I'm butterless. I'm buttered up already.
They buttered you up good.
They buttered me up good. That's right.
Let me tell you, I love it with the butter. Just
and I feed
butter,
my
please.
I feed my face like I was a horse with its face in the truffle bag. Like I shove popcorn. Like when Carrie first came with me, she could not believe.
How embarrassing. Weren't you embarrassed?
No, not at all. Because I ate like
such
that.
A man.
No, it wasn't embarrassed at all. Like I thought nothing of it. I'm watching the movie and I look over and I see her not looking at the movie. She's looking at me. I go, what's the matter? She goes, can I help you feed your face? And you got half of it on your shirt.
How long has it been since you've eaten, honey?
And I'm still like that. I've been like that forever.
That's a God bless you eater.
But I've been
that's
like
called
that
a God bless you eater.
But I love my popcorn and
I love to see people eat with gusto.
So seriously, if you're ever at a place or you're at a convention or you're at a booth or whatever, just stir up some popcorn or chocolate chip cookies, get that aroma
yes.
going.
That's very
people are gonna draw to you like
yes.
Like flies to the purple
to the
light.
You know what? That's what they say that real estate agents do. They make a batch of chocolate chip cookies just before they show the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the house very homey and delicious. And people's senses.
Yeah. What happens if there's no chocolate chip cookies? Yeah, they're going out of that house
this
really fast.
Yeah.
To get a Mrs. Fields cookie.
No, they usually put the plate out, silly. No, they have open houses. They make the cookies. And the house is just permeating with that delicious aroma of chocolate chip cookies. And, you know, it's appealing to all your senses. Your sense of smell, your sense of touch, your sense of sight. You like what you see. So, you know, that's a marketing strategy for selling homes. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, no, I'm fully aware of that, too. You know, and when you walk into a home, you know, even if it looks magnificent and stuff like that, you know, there's a gut feeling that you get
yeah.
when you're purchasing a home. You could walk in a home and say, this is definitely my home. And then you could also walk into a home and say, something is not right.
Oh, I'll tell you a story.
I mean, moment you walk into a home, something is not right. And the house itself shows beautifully on the outside. Yes. And you look at, but yet there's something that's not right.
Oh, I know. One time, Richie and my husband and I and the four kids, they were all under the age of 10. We went to go look for a house in New Jersey, just came back from a big sinkhole episode in Florida. So we go looking for houses. This lady takes us to a house. My husband says, oh, let's get a house near the water. Yeah. So we could have a boat. So I said, all right. So we go looking at these houses, and I walked in first and I stopped the children with my arms out, literally stopped them. I walked in and I looked at the real estate agent, and this is the God's honest truth. I says, there was a woman here who was murdered. I said, she was murdered by the fireplace, and she doesn't want us in here. And she said, tell her son to take the house off the market because this is my house, and how dare he try to put it up for sale. So the woman looked at me like I had seven heads. She says, well, you must have read that a few years ago in the papers. I said, sweetheart, I just got here from Florida. I said, we've been living in Florida forever, and there was no way I could have known that. And she says, I can't believe you just – I says to my son, I said, Mike, come in here. I says, pick up that little area rug near the fireplace. And there was blood stains that were sopped up inside of the wood that they couldn't even get out. Okay? Finds out to be that she was renting a room to a man who had just gotten out of a mental hospital. So she gave him 30 days to get out. They weren't compatible. After he got out, he came back and he killed her.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a true story. It's a God's honest true story.
So the moral of the story is you got to hire Sky to come with you to see if it resonates with you and if you're going to be happy there or if your house was built on a cemetery.
That's true.
Because you don't want to do that either. You don't want to bother the spirits.
This is true. And another story I also have, my daughter, this has happened to my daughter. We were also still at that time looking for a house. And we came to this area.
Wait, so did you buy the house?
No, hell no. Are you kidding?
I'm
joking.
Woman
would have killed me. She would have drove me insane. Yeah. We came to this area where I'm at, where I bought now. And it was right down the road. There was a home, beautiful home. And my daughter walked in there and she says, Mom, come on, Lou, we got to go. What's the matter, Jen? Nothing. We just got to go. I can't take this house. Mom, please. So I walked outside with her and I said, Jen, this is a beautiful home. I says, let's look around. She says, Mom, please, I have such a bad feeling in this house. She said, I feel like there's children that are poking me and telling me that they're dead. So I says, what? And now I wasn't getting anything. Jen now is 30.
No, how old was she when this happened?
Oh, she was, about maybe 10 or 11.
Okay.
And I wasn't feeling anything, and this is why it was concerning me. So I says, okay, let me go in there and see what's going on. And she says, Mom, I won't go back in there because – so I took the real estate agent, and I says, tell me about the history of this house and who lived here. She says, oh, it's such a sad story. I says, oh, my daughter was right. Mm-hmm. I says, well, tell me the sad story. She says, well, when these people had this home built, the – father came down with terminal cancer. Then a year later, after he died, the two daughters came down with terminal cancer, and they died. And they were no older than maybe 12. One was 8 and another was 12. So 3 deaths in that house in a matter of, 4 years? And my daughter was feeling it. I didn't even feel it. She felt it.
Wow.
They came to her, not me. So I says, Jen, honey, you don't ever have to go back in that house. We will not buy this house.
You don't have to go back. We're going to buy it.
You can live in the base. You can live outside.
You're going to live outside. We have a carriage house.
Listen, we're building a beautiful little house.
It's going to be a dollhouse.
It's a little small. You have to bend down to get in.
That's right.
No. We ended up, of course, not buying.
Yeah.
It's a nice house, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, in those situations where you put everything, all your love and money into a place and it's just the way you want it and God takes you immediately right after, you know, it's kind of hard to separate. Mm-hmm. Some people have a lot of separation anxiety with their possessions. I could never walk into a antique store. My husband could not understand why I could not walk into an antique.
Because you're picking up all the energy
yes.
of everybody who owns this
antique. Oh, my God. I'm like a nut job in an antique store. I'm trembling. I'm shaking.
She's like a pinball in a pinball machine.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's terrible. I love the antique shop, but I can't go into the store because I get, like, anxiety.
Wow.
They're all shooting at me at one time.
Wow.
It's terrible. It's very sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. For me, I just appreciate all what's going on, and yeah, that's definitely wow.
Yeah.
When you're that empathetic or that sensitive to all the energies and stuff like that,
it's terrible.
You know, and there are people who won't buy old stuff because of karma connected or whatever. You know, and yeah. It's understandable. You know, if there is bad blood, and I say that metaphorically, bad blood in regards to a house or to a car. Or to a fur jacket or to certain things.
Yeah, sometimes people can't let go.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to, you know, learn to bow out, even though it seems really good. But, you know, just you gotta follow your gut,
yes.
You know. And again, if you could find out the history of the house when you're about to purchase a house.
It's so much
better. By law, they have to tell you. And I also, to my understanding, no Indians, meaning Indians, they will not ever, to my understanding, ever purchase a home if somebody passed away in the house.
Really?
Yeah, to my understanding.
That's probably
so. That's what I was told by an Indian friend of mine.
I know that the
Asians, hold that thought because we have to go to a commercial break. So we're going to talk about the Asians after this and their spirituality. So, Sky and I
can take him.
Wait, the sign, the little sign says Sky. So Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break. So stick around.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky, the dynamic duel. And if the duel, we're having a duel.
Wait, it's dynamic duly.
Yeah.
I threw him off because I just asked him if he'd like some candy corn. Would you like some candy corn?
No, I don't want candy corn. It's too sweet for me now. I've been eating these other cinnamon donuts that I love to death.
Yeah.
800-930-2819 if you wish to call in. And if you want to just listen, you could just listen while we do the talking. We don't care. So tell us about your Chinese friends. You started talking about Chinese and spirituality.
They will not, I believe, the door has to be facing the west. Or is it the east? I think it's the east. Your door has to be facing east in a home. And they have a thing with numbers also. And I don't know the exact numbers that they stay away from, but your numbers have to be the correct ones. And I know that the door needs to be painted red.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I have seen a lot of red doors as far as with Oriental families. But, you know, I just thought that was just a personal choice.
No.
I didn't think that was a spiritual thing.
No. And the house has to be facing east. I'm pretty sure it's east. Yeah. Yes, and that's my tidbit on the Asian culture, as far as I know it. Besides, they have amazing food.
Yeah, well, they put the food out there for their loved ones.
Well, we do that too.
As far as people who passed away.
Yes, we do that to American Indian people. We call it a spirit plate, and we take a little bit out of our plate every night, and we put it in a center dish.
What do you end up doing with it at the end?
We give it to the spirits. In other words, we put it outside.
Oh, you put it outside. So you throw it outside.
Well, we don't throw it. We place it on, in a sacred area that we have established. And we leave it for Creator and the spirits to deliver to whatever animals they feel need it. Mm-hmm. Because we know that the spirits are not going to come and eat it themselves. But the dish represents us never forgetting that they are always with us. Especially when times when family gathers.
You know, there was a cute story where, two people went to visit their loved ones who passed away. And so, this one Italian family put flowers on top of their loved one's grave. And then there was a Chinese people, instead of putting flowers, they put food on top of the grave. And so the Italian said to the Chinese, why are you putting food there? And he said, it's for the spirits. He goes, so you think your spirits are going to come up and eat that food? Is that why you put it? Because they were busting their chops.
Yeah.
He goes, when do you think they're going to come up and eat the food? He said, the same time your spirits come up and smell your flowers.
That's cute. That's cute. But it's true. With that note.
I read these stories that I years ago, and they just stick in my mind. I mean, these are stories I've read since I was a teenager, 20 years old, and they just stick in my mind.
Because humor is very important to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's
absolutely
important to me, too, believe it or not.
I don't believe it. Sorry, I don't believe it, Sky.
Listen, humor is a very big part of my life. I love to be happy. I love to hear jokes. I love to be in conversations where we're exchanging
jokes or funny stories or inspirational stories.
Absolutely. I love that. This is like my whole world. I would be no happier in the world if I could just hang out with my friends all day and laugh and carry on. And
I have/had an Uncle Louie, my mother's brother, and he was my favorite relative. And he had his set of issues and problems in his life and also growing up and stuff. But I didn't know anything of that until after he passed away that my mom let me in on the stories. But he was the type of person that just to be in the same room as him just brightened my world. And I was – he was always funny and just – he looks at you and he goes, Arthur, how you doing? He always had that cigar in his mouth. And he was just a joy and he always had a funny comment.
That's
and,
so nice.
And I always wanted to be like him. And I think I did a pretty good job because people usually tell me how funny I am or the humor or whatnot. And, but I owe a lot to – well, not only is a good part of my family funny, but my Uncle Louis was an exceptionally funny person. And when I think about it, all my uncles on both sides of the family, my mother and my father's side, all my uncles had an incredible sense of humor. And I just love to laugh and I love to listen to the stories. And, they always had the same stupid jokes that they had to say over and over again. And,
and you always laugh.
You always laugh the first time. Yeah, like you know what the punchline
is. Right, but you laugh
but it's not so much as what they say, but how they say it.
Right.
And just to hear the antics of them. And, I had, some uncles that had extremely clever, fun, funny jokes. And then I had uncles who would tell me the stupidest anus jokes. Like, you've got to be – but they're so stupid that you got to laugh.
Yeah.
It's like having a dog that's so ugly, it's cute.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the joke,
You know who's very funny? My brother.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. He's got a joke for every moment of the day. I'm not even kidding. Even when you're talking, he'll make something up and it'll be like so hilarious. You can't stop.
Because he puts a funny twist to it.
Everything.
Yeah, to me, one of the most important things about dealing with other people is having a sense of humor. You gotta have a sense of humor. To be in my world, to be in my close world, you have to have a sense of humor. Other than that, it's not gonna work. It's as simple as that. People who are too serious, I can't deal with too serious for a long time. Serious is okay. There's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah, but I can't deal with it either all the time. I hate it. Yuck.
Like I said, having a sense of humor is very important. And God has a sensational sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely. He made my husband.
There you go.
How about he get in?
No, she's not.
Oh, God, he's going to kill him.
So many people say, how can God have a sense of humor when, with all this hunger and all these pains and all this and that? You want to know something? You need a sense of humor to help you get through the hard times.
Yes.
You do. Having a sense of humor really, gives you the strength to overcome a lot of obstacles and to help you see things from a different perspective. And I'm not saying just to make fun at everything. There is a time and place. There is a time and a place, for when to be serious, when to be romantic, when to be joking, go ahead.
I noticed too, even in my readings, there is a modicum of levity in my readings.
There's a what?
A modicum of levity.
What the hell's a modicum?
My God.
I never heard that word before.
A modicum?
Yeah.
That means a bit, a little bit.
All right.
He's got to go back to school. No.
Trust me, 80% of the audience, if you were to put that in a multiple choice,
really?
A modicum. Okay. I would think it has four wheels.
No.
A dual exhaust. I drove a modicum.
You need
when
to go
did
back
you drive
to school.
Your, when did you drive a modicum? When I took my sabbatical.
Out of the box.
Oh, God.
A modicum is a little bit of, like a portion of. You have to have, you know what levity is?
At first when you said a modicum is a little bitch. You're saying a little bit. I'm thinking a little bitch. Go ahead.
Not a little bitch.
Right. So it's a little bit.
You have to have, let me say it in other words. During my readings, I have to have a small amount of humor. Does that help you
this
out?
This is her serious part. Try to catch it in between snorts. No, she's uncontrollable. She can't. Oh, God. Yeah, we got farm animals here. There you go.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Right, anyway.
I forgot what we were talking about.
A modicum of levity.
There you go.
In other words, even in my readings, I try to not be so solemn. I try to bring forth a little humor because, you know what, the spirits are giving me interpretations of what they want to tell me, and some of them are really very pleasant, and most of them are very pleasant, and most of them are very funny. Just, I get a lot of funny spirits come to me.
Right. When I do readings and I connect to people's loved ones who passed away, a lot of times, most of the times, believe it or not, their most pleasant side of their personality pulls through.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, they'll talk about once in a while about how they died, but, you know, that's not the happy part. And they don't want to talk about that, or they don't want to really mention that. And it's like, oh, did they suffer? Are they okay? You know, and it's like, and then
they never say they suffered. Never.
No.
I never ever heard that.
No.
Never.
Even people who you wish suffered, they like didn't Hitler. Suffer. Yeah.
Hitler, I wouldn't have minded him suffering, really.
People like that. But no, but you know, you cross over pretty quickly, and I could only imagine, which I shouldn't even, you know, people at that who are that bad are serial killers or whatnot. Yeah. You know, what's it like? Not that I'm, you know, praising them, not that I'm, you know, like admiring in any shape or form, but I'm curious, just like everybody else is, you know, other than that their souls go like through ER and through understanding, you know, to understand the process of what they've manifested, you know, and it's not just about them, but also their offspring that has to deal with everything that they've created also,
right?
Because there's a legacy to that.
That's right.
And so it's not just the pain of yourself, but it's the pain of everybody else
who's related to you
that there's a lot of suffering going
That's true.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, I always I explain to people, oh, shoot. Just remind me that, because we have to go to a break. Really quickly, I just wanted everyone to know November 22nd and 23rd, that weekend, November 21st, 22nd, 23rd, Sky and I are going to be in Valley Forge doing a spiritual convention with Mind, Body, and Spirit. So check out, it's on my website, artiehoffman.com. And we're going to do a little more advertising for us after this advertisement after this commercial break. So stick around, Sky and I, the dynamic duo. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm thrilled to share our Galeo's Cafe tip of the week. You know, we've been friends with Galeo's dressings and marinades. And by the way, I have been using the dressings and marinades for years. And now I cannot get enough of them. And I'm so thrilled about their latest additions. So here is a tasty treat for your grilled veggies. Or if you do corn on the cob, go for that too. Three options for three amazing nights of grilling. Marinate your veggies with the Galeo's Miso Southwest for a delicious, spicy kick. Then try the Miso Ranch or Caesar for a rich and creamy coating. I want to remind you, all of these dressing and marinades are non-GMO, gluten-free, low-fat, and sugar. So how does dressing get any better than this? For more information and go ahead and order online, go to galeoscafe.com. That's galeoscafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
Oh, darling, please believe me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Just wanted everyone to know, Sky and I are going to be at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention November 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And I've been to these conventions before, and it really is amazing. You have all different kinds of readers, although you want to come to us. We're going to be at booth B37. And there's all kinds of healers and physical and spiritual and oils and stones and artists and
amazing.
It really is. It goes on and on and on. I mean, you'll be totally, totally amazed by all the kind of healers and spiritual people that you're going to meet while being there, and all the speakers that will be there.
And the positive energy that you will leave with will be mind blowing.
That's right. And they do sell food there also. So don't worry about it. They got everything there for you. It will be an afternoon of fun for you. If anybody wants to call upon myself, it's 877-ANGEL-02, 877-ANGEL-02, if you want a private reading or a party with myself or Sky. And Sky, for your personal number?
My personal number is 908-500-1474. And I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, right now we have Carol on the line. Thank you, Carol, for being so patient.
Hi, Artie. Hi, Sky. How are you guys?
Good, honey. How are you?
It seems like your energy is like a little on the wall.
I've been like doing a lot of renovations and painting, so we're good.
Okay.
What is it that we can do you for, Carol?
I just I had an angel story.
Great, please share it.
I was driving on like some country roads a couple of years ago, and I was inviting my dad to be in the car with me because it was a long trip. And I just said, just give me a sign if you can. That'd be welcomed. And not even a mile later, there was, like one of those little roadside, signs, and it said Boots, and it was for an address. But it said Boots, and my dad's nickname was Boots at work.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That was fun.
Now, have you seen him, like, you know, within your dreams or in the middle of the night, like a, you know, a vision or a mist of any sorts?
I'm getting a lot of, it looks like it's, you know, when I use the phone, it looks like it's snowing in the house.
Really?
I don't get that.
Yeah.
It looks like it's snowing in the house?
Are they little
like
lights?
Orbs, just orbs and orbs and lines of orbs and bright white ones. And then they become lines. And
you said you're doing a lot of renovation, right?
Yeah, just painting.
Oh, you're just painting?
Mm-hmm.
Are you breaking down walls of any kind?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. This is an older home?
From the, I guess, the 60s.
Yeah. Okay. The reason I'm bringing that up is sometimes when you renovate an older home, it doesn't have to be that old, but when you're renovating a home that someone else lived in, and that person has crossed over, they sometimes make themselves very visible to you. They'll send you like little messages like, they'll give you little messages. Like you'll find maybe a paint can open, or you'll plug in a radio and it won't work. And then you unplug it and it'll work. I know that happened to me at my house when I was renovating. Yeah. It seems as though spirit activity was very high at my house when we were renovating. So that could possibly be why you're seeing that. Or if you saw it before that, it could mean that you have a very, very beautiful gift. If you're able to see, clairvoyance.
It's through the phone. Right? I can see it on my phone.
Now, orbs and stuff? In pictures?
Like
when
I get
you take pictures and you see,
images,
like, you know,
everything.
White lights,
balls
of white light?
I get everything. Always in my photography. Always.
Do you ever see it, like, in real life?
Sometimes I think I see, like, little bits of white and sparkles at night sometimes.
Yes, that's it.
What's the strongest picture that you've taken? Regular picture, and that you see, you know, something very spiritual within the picture, other than the physicalness of it, of the actual picture.
Your angels that you were talking about?
Yes.
I get them in my photographs in the sky. I see them too. It's totally amazing. And then I've gone to fire ceremonies. And I actually have images of animals and Native Americans. And
yeah, we're always all
over
the place.
You can tell that they're people.
It's the truth. You know what? That's beautiful. That's beautiful. If you wouldn't mind, could you send it to one of our email addresses so we can see?
Oh, sure. Sure, because I'm a friend of Alona's.
Oh,
you're that Carol.
Yeah.
Hi, Carol, that Carol.
Yeah.
How's our lovely Alona doing?
I just came back from Lilydale.
You in Lilydale?
Yeah. How was Lilydale for you?
Oh.
We did trumpet seances. And for your listeners that aren't familiar with that, spirit will talk through a trumpet, or it'll move, and it can go around the, like, near the ceiling. It can touch you. We did table tipping.
Oh, that's
and
hot.
We just barely touched just our fingertips, and there were three of us.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I've done that. I've experienced that, and it's very, very cool.
It was beautiful.
Did you make sure to protect yourself before that?
We did. We had the Fox sisters as our guides, as the gatekeepers.
Perfect.
Thank you very much for your beautiful, beautiful gift, Carol.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
That was amazing.
No, she gave me a gift.
Did she?
Yes, he gave me a gift, and I really, really appreciated it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That
very,
was very,
very
thoughtful
wonderful
of you.
Even what she said has been a gift to us,
you're
because
welcome.
It's really shared beautiful shared information about the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So that we conclude as a gift as well.
Have you been dealing with allergies or a cold for some reason? I keep seeing your sinuses or a running nose of some sort. Hello?
Carol. I think Carol left us.
Uh-oh.
Carol.
All right, that's okay. So she was cut off for God knows what reason, or maybe she could hear us, but we can't hear her.
Maybe. Well, if you could hear us, Carol, thank you for being with us. Your story was amazing, and we would love to see those pictures.
Yes, and thank you very much for your very thoughtful gift. I really do appreciate it. And, I was hoping to hear more about the Lilydale thing. So.
We have to go on a trip to Lilydale.
Yeah, we will. There's Omega and there's Lilydale. Both of them are phenomenal places.
Because Lilydale's not that far.
It's a little trip. It is.
It?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a trip and a half. Yeah. So, Annie, can we? She doesn't think the moon is that far, so
I'm so optimistic all the time.
So, yeah. No, it's a little far, but, you know.
It's near Connecticut, right?
Lily does a hop, skip, and a jump. I don't know. I know. I just know. It is a schlep.
Is it?
Yeah, it's quite a few hours away. Yeah. I think it might be like 5 hours, 6 hours away.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm pretty used to driving those big trips for powwow.
Yeah. That's
nothing for me.
Yeah, it's nothing for you. She'll drive to Montana for a weekend. And we're in New Jersey.
Yes, that's true.
There you go. Unfortunately, we're going to go for another quick break. And time is flying by. But really quickly, Skye, again, say your number if anybody wants a reading from you.
Okay, if anybody would like a reading from me, Skye, my number is 908-500-1474. And Artie?
My number is 877-ANGEL-02. Or you could check out ArtieHoffman.com. And, you know, I have an events page and it'll tell you all what I'm doing and where I'm going and what's what, and this and that. So stick around, everybody, because Skye and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyeofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers. And right now we have Carol still on.
Carol, you came back.
Hi, I spirit disconnected me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, so tell us about a couple of the experiences that you experienced at Lilydale, other than the table tipping. Like, who did you see, or were there any classes going on there while you were there?
I went there during the summer, and I took a class with Sharon Klinger for advanced mediumship. And people came from all over, and it was just, you know, we shared experiences and stories, and we were able to just read each other. And,
that's beautiful.
You know, you just kind of tune in. I think, you know, everyone has this beautiful gift. And like you're saying, in all your shows and the guidance that you and Sky share, you just take a moment and just quiet your mind and you just listen to the messages. And that's something that we can all share.
Yes, you're right.
And so what was some of the best experience? We only have a couple of minutes, but what was some of the best experience?
Oh, sure.
What was the best experience while you were there? What touched you the most?
And what would you tell our listeners would be one of the highlights to go there?
You open your heart and spirit comes right through, and your messages just will flow. Even if you're not a medium, it opens your heart and your mind and your spirit, and you become a different person. You become so much lighter and brighter than you ever dreamed about.
Did they do an exercise or a little meditation or music or something before they had everybody get into that zone to connect to the other side?
Yeah, we did. We did. And then we also, when we were doing seance, we had our meditation and prayer, and then the trumpet, as soon as we just tuned in, the other two mediums were the batteries. They just give energy as well. I asked questions. I thought about things. The trumpet moved all around the table. I asked the spirits to walk to the other medium. So the trumpet actually moved to the end of the table, would move back, would move to me when I asked, would come back. It would tip, you know, like as if somebody was tipping it.
Yeah.
And it was nonstop. It moved for an hour and 20 minutes. And even after I said thank you and we closed, the trumpet still
beautiful.
So how many hours a day did everyone get together? How many days were you there being with all these people, and how many hours a day was it?
A week from 9 to 7.
Every day?
It was, for 5 days.
Beautiful.
And then I went back again
in
October just to visit.
Yeah, that's an orgasmic experience for Scott.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how many people were there?
I had 30 people in my class, but there's all kind of classes that they offer. And Artie and Sky, you guys, if you pitch an idea, They would love to have you. So think about that for like a workshop at Lilydale.
That would be my dream come true.
Yeah, we'll go there first just to feel it out because I've never been there. I've been to Omega. That was a long, long time ago. But we'll have to go there to experience it. And then, you know, our juices will get flowing and what we could do and demonstrate. And it'll be a lot of fun. That would be great.
I would love it.
It's a
absolutely
lot of fun.
Love it.
Carol, how far is Lilydale from
Jersey?
Jersey could be anywhere in Jersey. What town do you live in again?
Edison,
were you hanging out? Edison.
Well, I'm visiting in Edison, so it's about maybe 8.5 hours.
Yeah, see, it's far.
Wow,
That's upstate New York.
Yeah, it's if you look at the image of New York, all the way on the left hand side. In the corner is Lilydale, as far as you can go, and it's 3 hours from Toronto and about a half hour from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, so you're going west.
Gorgeous country.
Northwest.
Yeah. You're in Mother Nature. Like,
you sure are.
You're in Mother Nature.
Well, Carol, it was a pleasure having you on with us.
And thank
you for sharing your experience.
Thank you
and again,
much.
Thank you for your beautiful gift. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you for the wonderful show.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for sharing your insights. Good night.
All right. Good night, sweetheart. All right, everybody. Listen up. I call upon all my loving guardian angels and the Holy Spirit from my mouth to God's ears.
And mine too.
And Sky's too.
May
all the happiness and prosperity and love be graced upon your life and your family's life.
Yes.
May all your dreams come true. May your health be as wonderful as possible. Do not be afraid to ask the Holy Spirit or your angels for help on a regular basis, and they will be there for you.
I love that.
May God bless you with blessings and miracles. And for
happiness and joy.
Right. And for your life to shine. Always feel that you deserve the best of the best.
Yes, because you do.
You do. Sky and I, we're going to be at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention. We'd love to see you there. We're at booth B37, as in boy. And Saturday at 1 p.m., we're going to be speaking and doing a demonstration of connecting to the other side. That will be Saturday at 1 p.m. And again, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, so, it will. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we had a really good time today.
Yes, we really did.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
So, all right, everybody, stay well, stay healthy, stay happy.
Amen.
And do something nice for somebody.
Yes,
and
that would be nice.
While you're taking care of somebody else, you're taking care of your soul. So until next week.
That's beautiful.
Until next week. Thank you. Until next week, you
God
have a beautiful week.
All of you guys.
Oh, and next week, I will be here. I don't know if I'm going to be here by myself or with a guest. I'm not sure because Skye's got to take care of a wedding for her daughter.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter's getting wedded next week.
She's
getting wedded.
All right. We'll try to keep her dry. Take care, everybody.
God bless everyone. Love you.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.